Iron Man. Bloodthirsty. Pacifist. You're listening to the WoW Challenges podcast, the home of the Iron Man Challenge. And here are your hosts, Stone and Lita.
Hello and welcome to the WoW Challenges podcast, episode number 2. I swear to God, I do that every time. Today is Saturday, September the 26th, 2015. I am your host, Stone, and joining me is my co-host, Lita. Lita, how are you doing?
Hey, Stone. I'm doing awesomely. Thank you. And again, that intro just blows me away. Thank you, Mark Conan. That's Mark awesome.
Yeah, I love it. Every time I got a smile on my face when I hear it.
Yeah, I know, right? It's great. So, yeah. So, how are you doing, Stone?
Doing okay. Been busy.
Excellent. Excellent. Yeah, it's been pretty busy. Can you believe it's been a month since we were last doing this?
According to the show notes, yes, I can believe it's been a month.
Yes. It is much show notes. But anyway, today we are having a round table discussion and we have got two special guests joining us. So again, for this week, we've got Rogue Slayer. Thank you for coming and joining us.
Hello. Thank you for having me on.
Mm-hmm. Oh, no. It'll be great. And we've also got Ash. And Ash is the...
Sorry.
Muting.
So, oh, never, no, that's a...
So you never
key.
Turned off the other stuff. Oh, so wait. So you turned off the other stuff, but you didn't turn off that one. I love it.
That's good. So, and we've got Ash, and Ash is a 2-iron-titled champion with your character. So, Ash, thank you for coming and joining us with the roundtable.
Oh, no problem.
Discussion. Excellent. Well, we all know about Rogue Slayer because Rogue Slayer was here.
Yes.
Last time.
We all know about Rogue Slayer.
We all know about Rogue Slayer.
Escape Rogue Slayer.
Yeah, exactly. So,
or her phone, apparently.
Yeah. Nice. So let's get to know Ash just a little bit better. So Ash, level 100, Druid, Iron Man, Iron Ashes, apparently she's called. So tell us a little bit about yourself, the player behind the characters.
All right. Well, we've got that nice picture up there. I just snapped it tonight, by the way. I've got some other pictures, you know, the fireworks going off, and yeah, we've all been at some of the celebrations. But as far as myself, I've been playing this game. It came out in 2005, the beginning, and I bought it for myself as a birthday present. I think most of the people here understand vanilla, like you had to bust your butt to get anywhere, and even a mount was expensive.
Oh, yeah.
But I've played all the way up through all the expansions, and a buddy of mine sat here in 2012 says, "Hey, there's a new challenge." I'm like, what? Well, at that point in time, our guild was real small. Didn't have enough to hardly even do a heroic. I'm like, what do you got? He says, hey, there's this thing called Iron Man. I'm like, all right, you're talking to a guy that's done 40-man Iron Core back in the day. It's just like, oh. Molten Core was terrible. And I'm like, all right, what is this new challenge? He says, you gotta almost go naked. And I'm like, huh? Are you serious? He says, yeah, you can have Band-Aids and you can put grays on. And you... I'm like, well, yeah. All right. I'll do it. And I did.
Nice. Awesome.
And I sat there and I died at about 27 the first time. I'm like, wow. Oh my gosh. All right, well, all right.
I mean,
This isn't working good. Oh, geez. Well, no, I tried again, and I died at 28. I'm like, well, okay. Is this my ceiling cap or what? To get Ash up to 100, Ash was number 32. I died 32 times to get Ash that far.
Wow. Wow. Okay.
But you know from what I've heard, that's actually not a lot compared to some other people too. I mean, that seems to be actually pretty good. I mean, a lot of people have lost a lot of tunes, like on the scale of like 80 plus, right? Yeah. And they still, haven't done it. Yeah. So for you to get it done in 32, it's pretty darn good.
I couldn't even tell you how many I've killed off.
Yeah.
It's like slaughter.
Yeah.
Well, actually, I think there was a point in time where I almost gave this challenge up. And it was before Mountains of Pandaria came out, and it was still Kata, which they started it at. And I tried to get to 85. I lost one at 82 and one at 83.
Oh.
You know how many hours of play that takes.
Mm.
And I'm like, arr! And of course, MOP came out, and I'm like, all right, I'll give it another shot. And I did. I managed to make it to 90. Nice.
So when did Ash, can I just ask you, when did you actually, like, in which expansion was it that you actually picked up and started your first challenge tune?
Oh, that was Kata in 20.
Kata. Okay. Yep.
Yeah. Yep. It was probably a few months after the Iron Man challenge came out.
Yeah. Okay.
You know, we had a small guild. We had to sit here and, you know how raid guilds go. Yep. I had a small guild and I had to sit here and, you know, I had a few people, had to meet up with a small guild, or a small guild had to go with the big raid guild, so we got the leftover drops, and I'm like, you know, enough of this. It's like, all right, well, this looks pretty good. By the way, my wife also has an account, and we play in tandem. So it's kind of a joint mission. And also, she watched me die 32 times and said, I'm not doing that!
I think she's smart.
Yeah.
Hell yeah. She says, you got more patience than I do.
Have you, okay, so, like, we know that you do, like, your iron, but have you ever thought about trying the other two?
The bloodthirst and the pacifist.
Yeah.
I've thought about it, but what I figured I'd do is, after this last squish, you know, to get to 100, I've got a level 70, and I wanted to get that to 100, and then I'll try some of the other ones, because each expansion they come out with, they set a lot of challenges.
Oh yeah.
It's like, all right, I want to make it through these, and then I'll try one of the other ones.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay, so for you, with you've did a Night Elf Druid for your Iron Ashes. So, yep. did you always stick with Night Elf while you were trying with the 32 times, or did you play around with the class and the race until you settled on the Night Elf Druid as the best one to do for the Iron Man for you?
I tried a pally. I tried a Worgen warrior. I mean, I tried a few different things to see if I could get there. It's just like I did. I tried a bunch of different classes. That's why if I was to stand there, oh man, and this is going to be a Photoshop, I think. if I stood there and looked at the pile of 32 corpses behind me of different races.
Yeah.
I'm like, wow. Yeah, I did. I was sitting here playing around. I had a dwarf priest, for crying out loud. That had to be the epitome. I mean, the guy that
sits there. I had one of those.
I love to blow something up. Yeah, just like.
Nice. So I'm curious. You said that you've rolled a warrior. Was that pre-squish? And did you find it to be as hard now as it is? Because right now, warrior is nearly impossible.
Yeah, it was pre-squish, and I got that warrior up to 30 or 40 before it got smacked.
Okay.
Well, you know, warrior has no healing, he's counting on the trickle. Yeah, he's counting on his trickle smack. But once the squish hit, it was like, nope, that isn't happening. And actually, I still had a pally alive and a priest alive when the squish hit. Guess what? They both bought it.
Oh. So for your next one, so you said you have one that's 70 you want to get up. What would be the next one you'd want to do after that one?
All right. Right now I have a hunter that's going up. I've got a druid that made it. Probably one of the ones that people are avoiding for some reason is a chamois. Gimme man. Gimme a cast.
Okay. Yeah. We don't have one yet. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. And one of the things with the squish and some prior expansions, I don't know if any of you ran a chamois a level or expansion or two ago. Chamois comes up, drops four totems, kicks butt, and goes. Not nowadays. You gotta have macros. You've gotta have. I mean, holy smokes! Trying to run a chamois is. I used to be a kick butt healer. Oh, yeah. I got an excellent 100 chamois healer, but. Can't heal, no.
Okay. I had a goblin chamois. I got her off the island as an Iron Man, and then she died somewhere soon after that.
Oh, man. I believe it. It's like there are certain classes that have such a challenge. And I get that hunter up there, which hunters are technically easy. I haven't had too much of a problem. That will be the next iron, as I'll have to get a chamois up there.
Nice. Awesome. Cool. That's awesome. Okay, well, Ash, tell me, what would be your fondest challenge tune memory for your druid? What was the thing that you kind of, that first pops in your head and you go, oh, this, you know, either this happened or, you know, some sort of memory relating to it?
Well, I had an epic death.
Okay.
and it was with a druid as I was trying to go, all right, Syphilis, you know that cave up to the northeast, and you got to go in and take the named boss out.
Yeah.
I forget his name, but... So I prowled pretty much all the way through there as a druid. And of course, they got fire people there that's got a, you know, a little bit of a AOE. So, okay, I had to fight a few. I got all the way up there, took the guy out, and it's got a really fast spawn rate. Everything repopulates fast. So I take the guy out. I'm like, all I gotta do is get out of the cave. So I creep back down. I'm on the bottom, and of course, one of the fire... death cult guys. I'm exposed. I'm like, God! And I got two or three people on me. I'm like, oh no! I'm like, wait a second. I've got the quest. I've got, at that point in time, if you remember, druids still had the thorns. So anything that touched you got rooted for 45 seconds. I'm like, hey, I got dash, I got root, I am clearing this cave. I'm out of here. So I did. I ran. I hit dash, and I was exposed. I pulled 20-30. Wow. I ran out of the whole cave with dash at 150%. And I'm like, afraid to do that. I'm out of here. And there was another dude right on the exit to the cave, and he stunned me.
Oh, no.
I'm like, what? And it was funny. I wish I would have screen captured it. There was like 30 or 40 bars of people running up behind me, thumping on me. I was like, that's it.
That was an epic death. It was an epic death.
I couldn't even see myself for all the red bars. I'm like, well, okay.
So that it sort of kind of leads into the next question, which is the worst way that you've died, and is it the same?
That was the best way that I died. Worst way that I died. Okay, we have to clarify that a little bit because, you know, there's Blizzard glitches, disconnects, and that stuff. And
okay, well let's say the worst way that you've died without Blizzard killing you.
That would be me running around picking up the stupid feathers out in Hellfire Peninsula and letting the Fell Reaver step on me.
Oh, no!
As an iron? Oh, my goodness.
Wow.
Oh, that Fell Reaver is
that
nasty.
Fell Reaver gets everybody.
I'm like, what? You know, and the ground shakes. It gives you a warning, and I'm not paying attention. I'm like, I only have one more to go. Squish.
Oh, man. So, speaking of Hellfire Peninsula and Fell Reavers, what zone do you think is the most unfriendly to a challenged him?
I'd say Hellfire Peninsula. Oh, my God. There's just no other. It is the worst. Post Squish, of course, with the last expansion, if we could pull Numbers Stone, I bet you most of the advanced irons have died there.
That would be interesting. That
would be interesting, and I'm gonna go scroll my show notes. Okay. you guys keep talking. Nice. I'm gonna go look.
Okay. All right. Well, I've got Ash. I want to know for you, what advice would you give? Basically, a new person wanting to try the WoW challenge for the first time.
Well, especially if they've played before and, you know, raided or run or got quests or got a few characters that have been 90, 100. And it's like, yeah, I got purple gear. I'm way up there. I'm like, okay. Everything hurts really bad. So the idea is to stay 2 or 3 levels below what you're attacking. That way you don't aggro them, and you still got a chance to kill them. Yeah, that's pretty much what I've run.
Okay.
Nice.
Yeah, great advice. Okay, well, that actually leads perfectly into a roundtable discussion, and that is challenge tune. So how do you play? So let's get started with the first question. How do you get started with a new WoW challenge tune? So whether it's deciding race class and what type of challenge to do. So first off, Rogue Slayer, can I go to you? What's your thought for when you start off a new challenge tune?
Well, I normally have several going at once, so I'll take a look to see if do I need to do an alliance or a horde to keep it balanced? I like to have a mix of both. And then I just see what I haven't done recently. You know, for a while I was playing like only the things that you wouldn't want to play. And then I really settled into the hunter for a long time. And now I've got a little bit more stable in the hunter. So now I'm just branching out and trying all different things. So every time I just see, okay, what haven't I tried in a while? And I'll start one of those.
Okay. All right.
And how about you? Ash,
oh, for me. Well, I'm all over the shop, which is kind of usual with me. You know, shiny, let's go this way. I started with this time around because I originally started with the Iron Man back when it first started. And, of course, the tragic death that I had and, you know, took me 3 years to recover from that. But then I decided to put a challenge to the boys, and that was to try the Bloodthirsty. So we started off doing the Bloodthirsty, and I started on the chamois because I thought, well, I'd try something a bit different, have a bit of melee, a bit of range, and a bit of heals. So I thought, well, that was something a little bit different. But now that I've settled into definitely like the hunter, so enjoying the hunter because I've got 4 warlocks going, and it was like the warlocks was just really 2.5 second cast, really, please, really, just instant corruption and my shadow bolt, that's it. Mm-hmm. And Voidy's so squishy, so Ash, I'm a warlock like through and through, so I decided to do the warlock as bloodthirsties as well as irons. And yeah, found out fairly early that, yeah, that was probably not my best decision ever. But I chose a monk, and like it's just mixing it up. I tried a pally. The pally got to, 18 and had a tragic death. But yeah, it's just all kind of like trying. It's all tragic, yeah. Leader tragic. So, yeah, it's all a bit like that. So, Ash, how about for you? Where do you go sort of now when you first start?
Well, actually, I've usually, for this challenge, I pick a night elf. Why? Mm-hmm. Well, they've got Shadow Melt, so you've got an instant out. And I've done that with all of my challengers. I did try human once out of Stormwind. He was a warrior. He didn't get out of Goldshire because he got smacked by
kobolds.
Yep. Yeah, it's like I can take him. No, I can't. But I've always picked a night elf for one reason, that they've got that Shadow Meld is a second backup. You mess up, you can Shadow Meld. And by the way, Shadow Meld doesn't always work.
What?
Some of the bosses see right through that.
Some are like, poof.
I see you.
Yeah, it's like, okay, that fight went bad. I'm going to melt. Oh no, he's still swinging.
Nice. Okay. Well, look, that's a really good point to make. You know, racial abilities and that can certainly play a big part. Stone, what about for you? What do you look at when you first start making a challenge, Stone?
I'm not as pro as Ash is, so okay, so first thing, I'm trying to do one of each class, so I'm going to do every class, and I think I've got one of everything right now except for, I think a mage, but I could be wrong. I've got a list of them. Race and stuff like that, I just use the random race thingy on my website, and I'll just pick something. And like I said, you know, never knew, to be honest, that Domeld could actually take you out of combat, right? I thought it was something that you could do as long as you weren't fighting,
yeah.
And then let's say like a mob pat past you, and then you're safe, right? I never knew it was like a BAMF kind of thing, like, I'm hiding now. Now I'm going to have to go look at some of my Nidalf characters and actually put that on my hotbar, because I definitely don't have that. So thank you to Ash. So usually once I figure out, you know, like my character, so like I'll pick like a class, and I think going back to what Ash is saying, I won't do things at level. I will, I will grab as many gray and green quests that I can. If the gray quest kind of is going to be too long, then I might not bother, because, you know, like you might get like 100 XP, and what's the point, right? You won't get any XP from mobs and stuff like that. But what I will do is that if I find that if I have to complete like two or three gray quests, then and that will lead into green ones that I will get XP for, then I'm going for it. I used to do it at level where, you know, I had a shaman that died at 16 on the stream. Like, I actually streamed it. And I was like, and that was at level. And since then, I was like, you know, never. No.
Well, I think that's a valid...
would be a good one.
Yeah. I think Rogue Slayer and I have found definitely... And, like, learning from listening to Rogue Slayer over, you know, the past couple of years... that doing stuff at level is not really the best way to go. So looking for, you know, the green quest and that, which leads into actually the second question, which I'll take that. I'll be the question master today.
That's why I started talking about that, so that we wouldn't have to say all the question stuff. Oh, hello, pussycat. It's okay. You can leave the cat
there. I found your fucker from my keyboard.
And go, there goes Rogue Slayer. But, I mean, that would be the thing. I know with having a set path. And first off, I want to know for Ash, with your leveling, did you have a set path with going with the 32 deaths and trying to figure out, okay, well, I'm going to go through this zone and into these quests and go over here, and did you have a particular way, or did each time it was, no, well, I'll try this, you know, I'll fork off into, you know, going right instead of going left this time with the quest? How did you go with zones and the path that you chose?
Actually, I did kind of have a pattern. Mm-hmm. If I was going with a human,
yeah,
of course you go through, start hitting Gold Shires, like, well, Moonguard used to camp that a lot anyway, and then you go to Westfall and but
Redridge?
Yep. Redridge. Never take the guys on the top of the hill on. Yeah, well, you want to die quick.
I think we all know that.
Yeah. No, Redridge was good. What I actually did, since I've favored the Night Elf Druid, is... Or actually, you know, Hunter is the Night Elf Druid. The one I'm running... The hunter I'm running right now is, I still went through and cleared Darkshore to make sure that I got, you know, at least riding, and I got their 16 slot bag for rep.
Yeah.
And then I'd take off and I'd go hit Redridge. Everybody's worst nightmare. But after that, I'd go hit Darkshire, and that you got to be careful with, because those things can kill you fast. And after that, I'm like, I hate Stranglethorn Vale, but I'd go get some experience there and finally wind up in Theramore and then hit Thousand Needles. Thousand Needles, after I do that, Fellwood, or I spent a lot of time on Kalimdor rather than the Eastern Kingdom area.
Okay. Yep. All right.
I was kind of flipping back and forth. So,
yeah.
I mean, it does eat into your play time, but I was doing any zone that was green, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what I've been doing lately, too. I stick in it until they turn, they're yellow, and then I look to see what's green now, and I'll go over there.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that's probably been my safer path as well, because as soon as I hit anything that's got yellow, I find it just becomes a little bit touch and go, and that's not necessarily a good thing, especially with the Warlock, because Voidy just goes, you know, three shot Void, he's like dead.
It's probably why I died so many times, because I was always trying to run the yellow green line rather than the green gray line.
Yeah, because sometimes some of those yellow quests, the mobs that you're fighting are low enough, they might be green, but there's always some little catch. There's some big monster lurking around there that's going to get you if you're not careful.
Exactly. Oh, yeah.
Like, what's his name? In the Dead Scar.
Yeah. Blurs on a knuckle rock.
I want to kill him. I want to kill him. But, you know, I'm holding back. I got myself out of there. I'm like, because if I don't leave, I'm going to try. And it's going to be bad news. So
yeah, I've
actually left
the
whole zone.
I had one of them sneaking up on me the other day, and I, like, panicked, and I, like, ran screaming, ah! Yeah, well, Varishna on Control Out, he, like, can't stay away from him. You know, he's like fastballs, can't hit him, can't stay away from him. Yeah,
yeah, he loves him. He loves him. Nice.
Are we ready for the next question?
Yeah.
So what zones do you guys target? Like, what are your good zones that you'd love to do versus the ones you run screaming from? I think we can all agree, Red Ridge. We run screaming from portions of that, at least. You know, I don't like going to the Draenei starting zone. I mean, I have taken tombs there because it was still green, and they die, you know?
I found I have more of a problem there when you're up at Blood Mist. I don't like going up in there. When it starts to get a little bit tough, I'm like, okay, I'm done. Finished, because it is harder. And I don't know why they've done it. When it first came out, there were level 18 elites way up in the back, right? And
By that path.
Yeah. And, you know, since then, you know, they've dumbed it down. Well, dumbed it down. But you know, like, they've nerfed it and all this stuff. But it's still hard, especially for an iron, so I try to get away from there.
I totally agree. I've tried a few chamois. They typically get out of that area, and I won't touch that because exactly that. They just whoop ya.
Now, I do like the Lochmodan area when I get up to that level.
Lochmodan's so cute. I did it. You know the funny thing about that? I did it originally as the Bloodthirsty, so all I was doing was killing mobs, which is great, because there's, like, mobs everywhere. And then I went back and was doing it on my Iron Man. I was like, oh, this quest. Oh, this relates to this. I was like, oh, okay, now it's starting to make sense. Why is this stuff? I really like that. But you know where it's a little bit scary? Western Plaguelands. Anderhal.
Anderhal, forget it. I bypass that now. I just scoot right around it. I go over to Bender's Den.
Yeah, that's probably the best idea.
Well, even trying to go there with like a normal tune, I find, you know, it's not hard, but there's so many mobs around that when I'm going around, I'm just like, bringing an iron in here, there's no way. There's mobs all over the place. Mm-hmm. And, yeah. I mean, you pull one, you're not going to just pull one, right? And I think the ogres, not the ogres, but the
abominations.
They'll chain hook you, right? So, yep. And then
yes. Yeah. Don't go
near all the, that tower where you have to go, you have the little bombs to get all the skeletons. They just swarm.
Oh, yeah.
Well, you know, the other thing, and actually this can lead into the next question, which was any particular zones or mobs that you won't do. Can I just say stags in Dark Shore. I will not touch a stag. That was my epic death on my bloodthirsty chamois. It stunned me and I could not get
it. His permanent nemesis now is the stag.
I know.
Oh, it's like
Darkshire?
Stags.
Or Dark Shore?
Dark Shore.
Dark Shore.
Yeah. Down towards Grove of the Ancients.
Any stag I stay away from. If I see a stag anywhere, even if it's yellow, I don't touch it. I'm like, nah, no stags. So that's my worst mobs. What about you guys? Anything that really just goes...
I would say the one that I hate the most is the plague lands. Any of them. I hate the dead. It's like, I avoid that if I can.
Yeah. That's a good one.
I'm doing stuff to the show notes. You keep going.
I know. Rogue Slayer.
Okay. Sorry.
Rogue Slayer.
Given my recent death when I got a little overconfident, I will be avoiding the big abomination in Duskwood. The one that, you know, the zombie guy has you go fetch all the stuff for him, and he brings and sends the abomination. I can't remember his name is. I was doing fine with hunters, and I was like, oh, I can get this guy, because hunter, you're standing back, and you get anywhere near this guy, like you have to with, say, you know, a warrior, and he's just like, you know, forget it. So I don't even take that quest anymore.
Yeah, well, nice. That's part of that completing it that Stitches does.
Stitches, yes.
Oh, Stitches.
Yeah. Stitches will get your britches.
Yeah. Yeah, and that's been one of the hardest things for me. I think I finally got it through my brain now, is that I'm doing an Iron Man challenge tune. I'm not going to complete all the quest lines. I'm pretty much not going to complete any of the quest lines. I'm going to leave these quest lines hanging out there all over the place.
That's very, very true. Stone, what about you? Any mobs you don't like?
I don't know if I've gone high enough to really say. I mean, right now, the only ones that stand out are Knuckle Rot, right? Those two. And the problem for me is that I like to complete as many quests as I can, because even if I don't take it, it's still there on my map, and I'm like... what's that quest there? There's some. Oh yeah, that's right. I can't take it. And then I'll go do something else, and I look back. Oh, there's that quest there again. So I want to go kill them. I need to kill them. I need to complete. And those two, I know is going to be death for sure. But I hate them, because I look at them and I'm like, you know, if I had normal gear, I would take you out like so.
I'd take you down, man.
Challenges you.
Yeah. Well, don't you think that's probably saying it there, is being a completionist is not necessarily the best way to play these turns.
No.
Which kind of really throws my OCD.
All right. Yeah. I have got a small story quick to tell. It's like the cave in Zangarmarsh.
Oh.
If you guys don't know it, it's death for hunters. You cannot go in there. It doesn't matter if you have a pet or not.
Yep.
That invisible being will smack you.
Okay.
Yeah, no.
Good. That's good too.
I actually just had a tune-up in there, and it was, I don't know what it was, but it was just a normal character. And I'm getting hit. I'm like, what's going on? There's nothing here. And I'm like, it's the invisible dude. He's there. And I don't know if it's like a, I guess it's like one of those marsh guys, but he must be in, he must be trapped inside like the wall or something, and just close enough that he can still hit you or something. But I have heard that this cave kills irons. Like it's claimed so many irons. It's just stupid. I wish we could put a sign out there saying irons just don't go.
Stay away.
Stay out. It's not good.
I had an invisible attacker on Zoram Strand chasing one of my dwarves one time. And there was, I was running. It wasn't like she was stuck in one little wall because I was passing multiple buildings. And something just kept hitting her. She's bleeding away. I'm bandaging and everything. And I just kept running. Yeah. She finally got away. She had a smidge of health left, but she got away. I don't know what it was.
Rogester was saying in our chat room, it's called Fungor Cave, known as the Azzi Memorial Cave. Yes,
it's Azzi's Azzi Memorial. Yep, that's our dude from Australia that has died in there. I think half a dozen times.
Yep. Well, if I ever get one to that level, I'll be sure to avoid that cave.
Oh yeah. Don't go in there.
Don't go in the cave. That's a good one. Okay. All right. So my next question for you guys then, do you like to do the Great Quest? Because I know I've had some discussion about this with the guys that I run, that I normally play with. So we were like, yeah, should we not? So what do you guys think for your irons as to doing Great Quests? Rogue Slayer.
I don't usually do them. I had one time where I had a tune. I had brought her over to Darkshore, and she couldn't get to the quests that were green because she hadn't done the prerequisite quests. So I was like, okay, I can do these. I couldn't do it. It's just so frustrating. You do this quest, you run up around, you get all these things, you come back, and you get your XP bar goes like meep.
Yeah.
And I gave up, and I went to some other place where I could get quests. So I don't do the greys anymore.
Okay. All right. Ash, what about you?
Nope. Don't do gray quests. Okay. I usually sit on the green yellow line.
Mm-hmm.
Even as my druid. I mean, I'm sitting here running a hunter now. Of course, I push the envelope there. But even as the druid, I would try to keep the XP up by doing. A lot of times I was stuck on greens, but I would try to do the yellow quests because they give you the best experience.
Yep.
Dead experience.
And I'll tell you what, it's not like I didn't have to Shadow Meld or run heck to get away from some of them. But,
yeah. I find that I'm with my druid, I find I'm pushing a little more with my druid than I am with my other classes.
Okay.
In my druid, I'm actually taking on mobs that are up to her level, whereas other ones, I'm only going up to a few below her.
Is that on your Bloodthirsty or Iron?
Yep, she's a Bloodthirsty. I mean, she's only 18 right now, so I'm sure this will change soon.
Okay. Yeah. It will. Well, I find the same. My Bloodthirsty druid is... I was last night mowing through yellows. It's not necessarily easy, but one-on-one you find. But as soon as it was this pat of two hit me and this stealth rare over in that corner in Red Ridge, and I was like,
no!
Run! So, yeah, it's quite funny. Stone, what about you? Great quests? Yes? No?
Yes and no. I also feel like when you finish those gray ones and you get 100 XP and it's nothing, right? But if I know that it's going to lead into something that's green, then I will. It just depends on how much time it takes. There's also, it kind of leads into another thing too, is that when you hit level 60, when you are in Azeroth, all those quests, the XP is cut down because they want you to go into Outland, right? I would still do those quests just yes, it'll take time, but I think I would do them until I was like 61 or something, just to, you know, give me that extra little boost. Now, I've never been there, so when I get there, maybe I'll change my maybe I'll be like, oh,
you're exactly right. My hunter is level 70, and it's the same thing. It's like, cripe, I can't kill anything in Northrend yet.
Yep.
It's like, I'm going to go back, and I'm going to do dailies, and I'll do 2 to 3 to 4K quests until I hit 71, then I can kill something in Northrend.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, when my 160 that I had, I still had her in Ngoro Crater. I hadn't even taken over to Sylvius yet. Unfortunately, she didn't make it out of Ngoro Crater, but I wasn't going to go to Outland until I was like 65 or something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, that actually leads into another question I've got, is do you prefer to quest or kill mobs at level? Now, I know we've kind of touched on it in the chats that we've been having, but for me in particular, I know I like to sit under around about the green. The bloodthirsty, I find a little bit more. I can push the yellow mob, but anything else I don't. So I'm sitting at green for questing at the moment on my iron. Ash, what do you, which way do you like to go? And like you said, with the hunter, you're pushing the envelope more so.
Yes, I am. I push the green yellow. With the hunter, with a bear, of course, got a tank. Now, I've played with a cat. Nah, cat's pretty good on DPS, but they die easier. But they also have the Phoenix Resurrect.
Okay.
So you can have him back instantly.
Yeah.
So
you think the bear is quite strong for a hunter pet?
Yep, actually, I have to admit.
Okay, I'm using a boar at the moment on my orc hunter, and the boar's really quite good. I'm surprised. It's tearing through stuff.
I stick with turtles.
Oh, yeah.
A
boar is actually a tank.
Yeah.
So when you have a tank spec, they'll stand there and they'll take a beating while you're sitting here. You throw them a heal, and you just shoot the heck out of them.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah, we were talking about if there are certain paths we take. Actually, when I have a hunter, I have a path that I take to get a returnal pet, and I'm golden.
That is true. I forgot about that. That's nice. Okay, Rogue Slayer. Questing, killing at level, you said you normally stick with your greens, but push the envelope on any particular turn?
Well, like I say, my druid, bloodthirsty, I'm doing things at level, but no higher for her.
Yep.
I actually do have a hunter down in Grove of the Ancients, and she's picking off some things that are above her, but I'm trying to be really careful that I don't get more than one or two of them, because I don't think that's going to go well. But like with my warrior, I stick with like zones or areas where the highest mob is like three levels below her. So for my warrior, I'm killing things that are four and five levels, and she's just fine there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right, Stone, what about you?
At low levels, I mean, because really I'm looking at my list here.
Oh, yeah.
And I mean, my highest is right now 24, and to be honest, I'm trying to go for stuff that's like 21. So because it was around this time that I had lost my first high quote unquote. You guys can't see this if you're listening to it. But here's my quote: my high level iron at level 23 died as a mage in Ashenvale because I did something just dumb, right? And you know, so I try to keep it three levels, two or three. I will go stuff at level. It just depends on if I can escape. So.
No, that's about right. Yeah. I try to keep stuff two to three levels below me. Yeah. That way you don't aggro it. And, you know.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. What about hunting down rares? Is that something that you look at doing in particular, Ash, while you're questing or whichever? Rares give more XP?
Apparently, we're trying to get the call back. Hold on a sec.
Okay. Rogue Slayer.
I'm still here.
Actually. I think we lost Rogue.
Okay.
So, Ash, go ahead. Sorry, I'm being a dumbass.
That's all right. Whoops. Hey, repeat the question.
Okay, do you like to hunt down rares where possible?
Oh, boy. I try to keep my iron as rested as possible, of course. Past that, here's the funny part. For irons like a year or two ago, all right, dating myself here, it used to be like 80 was the halfway point. Yep. If you could get to 80, you still had 80 to 100. And it was terrible. I'm not sure what it's going to be like from here on out. It's funny. I love the challenge.
Okay. Awesome.
So Rogue Slayer is just resetting her router. She will be here soon. Oh, I think I see her. Okay. How do I turn this off? There we go. I'm still a noob.
We're all noobs.
Yeah, I was going to say. We're pretty much like,
bad people.
Pretty much exactly that.
Well, wait, no. Ash is not a noob. Ash actually has an iron. So, two irons.
Twice, yeah, I did hit 90 and then took the same one to hit 100.
That doesn't matter. Still twice.
It's tough.
It's tough. It was very tough.
Rogue Slayer's back.
Oh, hey, Rogue Slayer. Hello.
Hello. Hello. All right, so Rogue Slayer, how about for you hunting down rares where possible?
Yes, yes, a million times yes. Yes, if I didn't mention it.
Agreed.
Yes. Yeah, I mean,
you can kill them.
In all my different zones, I like know where they are. And actually, when I first started doing Bloodthirsty, I started finding more rares because I was sort of just wandering off in places I'd never been before. And every time I find one, I just like mark it in my head and I go back there with every tune that I bring through.
Okay.
Yeah.
All righty. No, that's pretty cool. Stone, you do the same? I know I do. I do hunt.
Not intentionally. I just go, and if one happens to be there, it's dead. Unless I really feel like I can't do it, then
yeah,
I'll leave it alone.
Okay. All right. All right. Now this question I have for Ash, and it is: what was it like leveling through Mists and Warlords as an Iron?
Well, Mists was rough.
Okay.
One of the things is that as a druid, getting to Mountains of Pandaria, you had to skirt the intro quests and then start some of the quests from, I'd have to pull up the map, but the beginning village, you could not get past the dude on the dock. I think you all know that. Mm-hmm. It's like, you can't get past him as an iron. He kicks some butt. Well, at least I couldn't as a druid. So, after that, you do some intro quests, you do a few, like, I have to pull them up, but you do some of the intro quests, and some of the beginning quests, and by the time you have to hit Mountains of Pandaria, you better be in your 90s. You're not going to be able to get through there or do anything other than that. After I got there and, you know, get the flight point established and that, if you're over 90, of course, you've got the Jewel, you can fly there. There's a couple of dailies that you can get some experience from, like Roll and a couple of other ones that you can at least hit and knock up some experience. But when you hit Mountains of Pandaria, you are not going to be able to do any of the advanced areas, period. I like the area where I'm trying to remember the name. The dragons.
Jeez.
Yeah. Those guys are okay, but they're level 90. So you better be 90. You better be 90 plus. You start doing dailies.
Yeah.
And you hit Half Hill and you start doing those, and those will get you up to maybe 95, 96. And they start dropping off in XP really fast. Right after 95. And then I'm like, oh my gosh, I'm going to have to sit here and try to do the run. I'll call it the run. Because you got to go get your garrison to try to get to 100.
Yeah.
And that, well, I'd sent 6 level 100s. I've got a lot of, I'll say, characters. So I knew the fights. And I knew where I was going to have problems.
Yeah.
And the real problem is that, dude, just before the end, that's got the machine guns and the, you know, you got to go up on the cannon.
Oh, the big guy.
Yeah, he's got flamethrowers and machine guns. And I sat there and I did a little test. I had a druid that was ready to do it at 90, and I ran her through it. And I'm like, all right, stop. Pretend you're an iron. What's going on? And I did. And I'm like, all right. So I shoot at it. What's it going to do? Oh, my gosh. The machine gun's still focused on me. His flamethrowers and the flame pit still focused on me. Didn't matter. You got your little NPC up there beating on it. Yeah. And it still was flaming on me. I'm like, all right, I'll kill it and move on. But that was kind of the tough one for my iron as a druid. It's like, holy crap!
Wow.
Did. I was well over halfway down health wise to try to get past him to get on the
camp. Have you tried to do the trick where you can go to Timeless Isle and go to that cave and click the campfire and then you get teleported? Because I did a video on it just as a walkthrough, and I know for Horde it's you can do it. I don't know where you will land, if you're like a Delph or something, but I would assume it's going to be similar, where you land right in the middle of two things that are going to fight you, and you just got to run. You just got to run and hope that you don't die, and like that could be another way around that you don't have to go through all.
I landed
that
on an island. Quest. Where did you land? I landed on an island when I tried that on my Antar. And then I think I took the long
one. Once you get the flight path, that we can get the flight point to take you over to the garrison area, he dumps you among all the Gronlings.
Yeah. Remember I ran through because I couldn't find the flight path.
Oh my goodness. Yeah, I was saying that's probably the only way, that's what I'm thinking of, when I get a bloodthirsty up to that level. I'm going to do it that way, because that way I can skip a bunch of quests.
Oh yeah, yep.
Mm. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well,
Timeless Isle does have a whole bunch of XP there, but man,
they hit you hard.
Oh, they're all elites.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Timeless Isle is lovely.
Nita lives on Timeless Isle. Timeless Isle and Darkmoon Fair. Yeah.
That's it. Awesome. Okay. Well, I think we've got some really great information from the discussion. So thank you, everyone, for participating. I think we will move on and we'll have a little bit of a chat about our weeks. So first off, let's start off with Stone. What have you been up to in-game?
So as I have in the notes, I said we are going to be really brief this time compared to last time. And
right. Stopwatch on.
I think my notes are actually longer than last time. So when you're reading these notes, just for you guys as you're with me here, I'm skipping over some stuff. And I'm going to go over some stuff pretty quickly. I got my quote-unquote quotes again. High level Torn Druid up to level 24, and we're basically up in Ashenvale, and I'm leaving her to get rest XP because this is it, right? I'm not dying. I don't care. I'm gonna ultra cautious. Yep. I'm gonna go for it. I play Death Knight. Now I know it's not widely accepted, but I finally got the dang thing out to out of the Death Knight zone, and I see we're offline.
That's
weird. It says it's still recording locally, but I'll start streaming again, so we should still be okay. And it says it's streaming now. And
Thumbs up.
So basically, I finally got out of there, and it's a big deal because, you know, trying to get out of there, still trying to follow the rules, it's very hard. Very, very hard. But I did find that once you hit 57, it actually becomes a lot more easier. You get death strike, and you get blood, and you get blood presence. So those two really help you to heal and all that stuff. Really, I was a little bit nervous fighting Patchwork because you know he'll pull you. So actually, I line of sighted him and kind of pulled him around to the purple teleporter thing, and thankfully I had the NPCs there to help kill him. And then I got pulled into a whole bunch of the other little guys, and luckily I still survived, and off I go. Okay. So now that I'm out of there, I'm actually going to go back to see if I can get some of the other green quests and all that kind of stuff. But that by itself for me was a big deal this last week, so... it says there's dropped frames. Why is there dropped frames? I'm gonna go offline, but we're still gonna be recording. So just very briefly, I guess I got my warrior up to level 21, and I did the Darkmoon Fair bag thingy a la Rogue Slayer. And there's a huge bottleneck up in Westfall. You know, when you first go in there, you're supposed to talk to the guys and offer them like 2 silver or something for clues. Everyone's in there. Like, there's like 20 people there. And you can't go anywhere until you finish them. It's like, it was stupid. I was getting really mad. Lots of people wanted me to group up with them, which makes sense, but I'm an iron. So I'm always saying, oh, you can't.
Oh, I know it.
Right? And so I get, well, why not?
Thanks, but no thanks.
Yeah. And I'm not trying to be a jerk, but, you know. So I finished up in Loch Modan and got my riding skill, and I'm really finding it very hard as an iron to only have heroic strike, charge, and victory rush. It's just, I mean, those are the only things that you use, and from what I understand, that's pretty much it for the whole way down. And
yeah, I took a look at my spellbook. There's not much coming.
Yeah, I think I'm gonna lose my mind. So the other stuff was got my druid up to level 14. Also did the Blood Dark Mood Fair bag trick thingy, a la Rogue Slayer. I got my monk up to level 12, and again did the Dark Mood Fair bag trick thingy, a la Rogue Slayer. Every time I say it, I'm going to...
That's the trademark now.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I did say it in the video. I did. I know I did. Anyways. So I got my mage up to 14. I created a new warlock, got up to level 10. And Lita, it's driving me nuts that the cast is 2.5 seconds. It's yeah. brutal. It's brutal. Yeah.
Shoot. That's the thing. The warlock, it's you disgusting. Look at your spells that you get, and that is pretty much it. Yeah, you get fear, but you can't glyph it. So the mobs go running, and you know, so you're like, excellent. Yeah, it was warlock is really Oh, patience. Patience is not my virtue. But good luck, Stone.
Yeah, well, now that I've got the Voidwalker, it's like, oh, great, but it was actually getting hurt. So I'm like, that's not good. Mm-hmm. And honestly, the last thing was really not iron related, just mount runs. So I got my mount from Ragnaros, and I got my Drake of the South Wind, and I got another Blazing Drake dropping from 10-man heroic on Madness. And
wow,
like I want the Life Binder. I want the life. Give me the Life Binder, and I'm out of
there. Dude, RNG. I already told you I was going to do this. World of Warcraft want to thank you for keeping the website alive.
Oh.
No problem. I said, you know, you don't need to. It's something I feel like I needed to do because. Because we could see that the site was not there, right? And it had gone away, too.
Yep.
And,
yep.
You know, and it was very scary to think, well, now it's going to be gone. And, like, what's, I mean, no way. So, no, I really like to do it. So,
and we like you doing it.
Oh.
Yeah.
But, I do it because I, you know, it's something that I feel like I can actually do something good at. And, and I don't know what else to say now, so that's why I said I was going to ping you with that. Thank you. I told you I was going to mute you.
You put a lot of effort into it, Stone.
He does. Absolutely. Mm. And kudos. Thank you for mentioning that, because he's done great.
So.
Yeah.
Moving on. I
let him get away without some kudos.
That's why I got the. I should wear sunglasses too. Maybe that'll help me. So that's all that I think I have. Lita, your turn. What did you do this week?
Because
mine was like a month.
Yeah. Right? Yours. Yeah. Okay. Very, very briefly, I got Spine Claw Crab.
Yeah.
And it was awesome. Really,
finally.
Do I need to say anything else?
Did you scream when it actually dropped? Yeah. Like what did
she did. We were recording.
Oh, I wasn't there.
Yeah, it was right before we went live with last week, the week before.
Oh,
and
yeah, we weren't recording. We were Skyping, but we weren't recording yet.
Yeah.
All of a sudden she's like,
Oh my god! So yeah, that was very exciting. So I've only got one more thing left to get my Need a Bigger Bag, which is the warning sign off Jakua. So I am still visiting over there and trying to kill him, and one of these days I will get that achievement. I did utilize Darkmoon Fair the other week. Which is fantastic. I love Darkmoon Fair, but I think I ran every single challenge tune down there to get, you know, just to get the bag, just to hand in. Even my Bloodthirsty, I was like, okay, we can do one quest. We're going down there. Yeah. You're handing that in. You're getting the tickets, and you're going to get yourself a 16-slot bag. So that was kind of cool. My iron, which is my horde hunter, my iron girl, is level 43. And I'm currently, she's currently in Western Plaguelands. So I've been doing the quests of, you know, like kill the bears and kill the, you know, disease bears and this, that. I did sneak back into Anderhole and killed Dark Gander and the other thing. I had to kill two of them, but I was like skirting, around, going, okay, damn it. Yeah, probably not the wisest decision, but I was okay. I was fine. I got back to Anderhole, handed that in, and then I'm like, I'm out of here. I'm not being here anymore. So that was good. My bloodthirsty Bloodleader, she's level 22 last night. I'm in Redridge. I know we hate Redridge, but I tell you what, Redridge for bloodthirsty is good. So I'm in the top right.
You probably don't want to go in the cave, though.
No, not going into the cave. I'm in the top right-hand corner of the map, and there's all these like the bigger gnolls. They're sort of level 8, like 18, 17 and 18. And there's a cave. I'm not going into the cave, but I'm just I can just pull one like Moonfire, and if there's two, I'll just do the thorny thing. And she wasn't too bad until I had a pat of 3 get me with the stealth. I didn't even know there was a stealth rare. And then I ran for my life, which was, I got down to about 18% health by the time I stopped running. And I was like, whoa, that was, whoo, shoo. So that was good. But she's okay. I'll just keep her in Redridge a little bit longer. Because I found going down to, Darkshore? What's the one below?
Duskwood.
Thank you.
Duskwood.
Duskwood was.
That's just above Stranglethorn Vale. Now, problem with that is you can get trapped in Stranglethorn Vale for 10 to 20 levels if you really want to do it.
Okay. So Stranglethorn might be good. Well, when I get there, we'll see. But I'll just keep her in Redridge, I think. The green and yellow, so I'm kind of happy with that for the bloodthirsty. We'll see how that goes. I have spent all week doing Brewfest. That's been my main thing. Not on. I did take my hunter across, and she did some ram racing. But pretty much, Lee, I've been ram racing all week, which I love. Ram racing and getting tokens.
Well, I think my ram has got a sore butt from all the belt whooping.
Yeah, I love ram racing. It's good fun. So I got myself the two new pets, the two new toys and the pet, because toys and pets, and, you know, that's what I love as well. So that was good. And then last night I rolled another iron tune because, well, you know, I don't have enough. So I decided to do a blood elf hunter. She's at level 7 at the moment. And this is in response to Varishna going through doing Ghostlands Rogue Slayer. So I'm going to take mine down because I'm really like, I just want to see. I have not done a blood elf over there for a long time, so we'll see how that goes. Yeah, so it's been great. So lots of fun stuff. But basically, Rogue Slayer, what have you been up to?
So I do believe that I have not killed any of my challenge tunes since the last episode a month ago. I'm on a roll. I've been just rotating. When I play my challenges, I play other stuff too, my high level folks. But as far as my challenges, I've been rotating through my 7 or 8 that I have just to keep that rested XP going. You know, I think probably a month ago my warrior was in Westfall, She's probably where I left her for like 3 weeks. I was getting so frustrated with this. I told Lita about this. She was in Sentinel Hill in the inn, and there's a whole bunch of gnolls out there. And she'd go out and she'd be fighting these things. And it's the same thing. It's charge and, you know, hit them and then victory rush. But she's just wailing on these gnolls and not getting anywhere. And then I realized these gnolls give crap XP. So don't bother with those gnolls in Sentinel Hill. Just go outside the wall. And all of a sudden, she's going through the roof. I've got her over in Red Ridge now. So she's doing great. So nice. Right now, my highest challenge tune is my Night Elf Hunter, Iron Man, who is at 44. And I have her over in Feralos right now. My highest Bloodthirsty is a Dwarf Hunter at 30. My three lowest are all at 18. I have two Bloodthirsties at 18 and one Iron Man at 18, and she is the gnome priest I mentioned on last episode. I was thinking of starting one.
Okay.
I started her, and and she's up to 18 now. So she's I'm doing better with her than I did the last time I did a priest. She's got her rhythm down of what she does, and she just grooves through. She's holding her own. So with challenges, that's what I've been doing. I haven't killed them off. I've been hopefully taking my own lessons to heart and getting places with them.
Nice. Very good. Congratulations on no deaths. That's an awesome achievement for you. That is very, very good.
It is.
Ash, what about you? What have you been up to, just briefly?
Well, just trying to get this. Actually, I kind of cheated as far as I'm concerned. I grabbed a hunter, which...
Hunter's great. It's not cheating.
Well, no, technically it's like the easiest class to get through this.
Yep.
It's like after I got a druid through there, I'm like, I need a break. I'm going to... So it's at 70 so far. So I'm like, all right.
Nice.
I'm like, all right. No, I still got quite a ways to go. But that's like... it's pretty tough. Right now, when you hit 70, here's the funny thing. Every 10 spot, if you hit 60, it's rough to do anything until you hit 61. If you hit 70, it's tough to hit the next continent until 71. Same thing, I'm sure, with, 85. And 90, and so on. It's like trying to get into the next level is a challenge. It's like, wow, what's it gonna take to get into the next expansion area?
Oh yeah, I'm not really like when I get to 60, I don't know what I'm gonna do because I rolled a pass. I rolled a pass of his character, and I got him up to level 2. And it's driving me nuts. I can't do it because I can't. There's no quest I can do. So I'm hunting around, and I'm like, all these quests, kill this and kill that. I'm like, nah. So I don't know what I'm gonna do when I reach 60 because I'm not. I don't know if I'm gonna feel comfortable enough to. Go into the next expansion, right? So
okay,
yeah,
we'll have to see how it plays out. I mean, it's exciting because you've really got to think about things at times, like it really gets your brain, no matter what you're playing, whether it's, well, I've not done pacifist, but I know for the guys that have been doing a pacifist tune how much that they think about it. And I know even with the Bloodthirsty, I'm like, do I go over here looking, you know, scouting, looking, and just making sure, like trying to be as safe as I possibly can. So it's that constant think. But anyway, everyone's had great weeks. So fantastic. Well, months, Stone.
That's right. Sorry. See, I'm not on podcasts every week like you two are. So, you know, I get this big, long thing, and you guys are like, hurry up, Stone. Hurry up. I'm like,
that's right. And you know what? If you want to hear all about our in-depth week, you can certainly catch Rogue Slayer and I over at Controller WoW, most definitely, where we do talk a lot about our week. So that's good. Okay, so let's talk about some news in the world of Warcraft. So let's catch up with some of the changes and things that are going on. So first off, patch 6.2.2. took off on September the 1st. So flying is here. Stone.
There's some discussions in the forums about whether we can use it at level 9. I've seen some people saying yes, you can, and other people saying no, you can't. To be honest, I'm sure some folks will try to use it, and because of that, I kind of expect it to be a little bit easier to run through Draenor. So I'm kind of thinking that we might get more irons. It doesn't necessarily mean that we will. It's just, you know, it makes it a little bit more easier to get from point A to point B, especially when you can just fly and hop over like a pack of mobs, right? And again, it's just like an honor thing. So I cannot track if you've mounted this time, you know, right? So personally, though, I would not use it because I would feel like I never earned it on that character. I won't use it. I'm not judging you if you want to use it. It's your choice. It's an honor thing. You probably shouldn't, because in the spirit of the challenge, it is supposed to be about what can you do with that tune and not what can you do with that tune because of the help of the other tunes that you have. Right, and flying you're really only able to get on your iron because you've earned it on another character. So it's up to you.
And I agree with Stone on that, because I sat here and I got on Iron Ashes, my 100, and I'm like, okay, I've got Cripe of Jade Panther. I didn't do the Onyx, it cost too much for my jewel crafter, but I'm like, okay, I can fly. All right, drop down. And it's like, but my hunter coming up at 70, I won't give it the option. It's gonna have to fight its way.
Yeah.
No, I totally agree.
Yeah. Okay. No, that's cool. Awesome. All right, Rogue Slayer, what's your thoughts on...
Yeah, I totally agree. It's just the same as using, you know, like the Water Strider mount or the Sea Turtle or heirlooms. You know, you didn't get it on that tune, so you shouldn't be able to use it.
Yeah. You know what I've been
doing? In my opinion.
I've just been utilizing on each of the tunes when they get riding is making sure that I pick... because I've already got the mounts anyway, so I'll pretend that I've just bought, you know, like the tiger for my night elf. So I'll just use one of the tigers and keep it at that. I'll use the fel steed for my warlock and just keep it at that, and I don't use any other. So I try and keep it race and class specific, so I'm not, you know, I'm not bringing out the tundra. If I'm, you know, need to repair, I make sure I go back to, you know, to a town and do the, to do it, you know, to try and do it properly. So,
yeah, I have to say, I use all my various mounts that aren't special, because I figure they're all the same. They're not giving me any advantage or anything. But I just don't pull out the special ones.
Nice.
And assuming I ever get to Draenor, I'm going to have to use, I won't be able to use my favorites, you know, mount button, because that'll automatically give me flying things, and I'll just take off without thinking. So I'm going to have to just stick with one mount that's a ground mount.
Okay. All right. Now, there was some Horde racial ability changes as well. So, Stone, what about those?
Yeah, these were actually, I think, done to make Horde a little bit get more people playing it PvP on Horde side. However, it does really affect us. So Blood Elves, King Torrent cooldown went down from 2 minutes to 1.5, and you know, being able to silence everything is really good.
and you'll be able to do it more often. So you might see more tunes rolling iron, rolling horde. So goblins got their rock, get barrage and jump. Gone down from 2 minutes to 1 to 1.5. Orc stun effect duration is now reduced by 20% from 15. Wow. So it's troll movement impair and root movement impairment effect duration. Wow, is now 20%, and that's up from 15. Torin the war stomp has been reduced to 1.5 minutes, down from 2, and it doesn't get spell pushback, which is big. So if you're around a whole bunch of mobs and they're hitting you, nail that, and you can get the heck out. So that really helps. And undead touch of the grave now scales damage based on 50% of attack or spell power. So it's good to be horde now, I think. So maybe we'll see more.
Awesome. Alrighty. That sounds good. I mean, any sort of improvement definitely, you know, obviously will help. But what about class changes as well?
So really there were some changes. The only thing I think that really mattered was the monk. Blackout Kick and Rising Sun Kick deals 10% more damage, so they get a little bit of a buff. And Tiger Palm deals 20% more damage, and so another buff. The other changes that came through, like Priest only applied to Shadow Spec stuff. Druid only applied to Feral Spec. Warlock only applied to PvP. And Warrior only applied to Prot. So those things we don't really care about, to be honest.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Now, Legion. What information did we have about Legion coming out?
Well, we knew that information was going to change, right? Because lots can change between now and then. And I think Ash is having some fun times over there.
Something.
Ash, you okay, buddy? So pouring water. So with Legion, we knew that demon hunters were going to start off at around 95. At least that's what it was back then. They've actually confirmed that it's going to be 98, at least now. Honestly, again, okay. I don't know if we should really add them to being able to be tracked. I think I might do it just to do it, but like I did with the Death Knights, I'll put them into their own page, and you won't see them in that main list with all of the other regular classes. The other thing that's I found was really weird was the secondary stat multi-strike is going to go away. And I mean, out of everything that there is, I like that one the most. And like Blizzard, why are you doing this? I like that stat.
They mess with things. That's why.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, before we go on to the holiday events, Ash Rogueslayer, anything that you want to say about that information?
Yeah, I'll put it in. I do that. Heck yeah. Go in for Brewfest. I mean, all right, there's 3 dailies there. At level 70, I can get 10k out of 3. At 70, I'm kind of at a 71. I can't quite beat stuff up in Northrend yet, or at 70. 71 I will be, but so I'm sitting here and camping on those. And actually, it's kind of fun. I get a kick out of some of the people trying to throw beer kegs at. I watched a a druid sitting here trying to toss at the dark iron dwarfs. It was hilarious. She tripped over somebody else. It was good. But I mean, the Brewfest, and that's exactly what it is. Have a drink on me. It's pretty good. Okay. I do those.
All right. Excellent. Well, it's always exciting. Can I just, for a sec, Rogueslayer, did you have anything you want to add?
No, I've been pretty much bypassing Brewfest.
Okay. All right.
That was quick.
Exactly. Bam. I have not. I've utilized Brewfest quite well. So, Stone, let's just do a quick overview of Brewfest. Can you break it down very quickly, please?
Okay. Brewfest runs from September 20th to October the 6th. There is a XP buff that you get plus 10% XP for 2 hours, and it persists through death. Don't use it. You are not allowed to. It is against the rules. If you are there at 6:15 p.m. Pacific server time, or 6:15 a.m. server time, Pacific time, you will receive this buff. Right click it off. You're not allowed to use it. Q for Corrin. No, you can't. It's a dungeon. The Pink Elk quest. From what I understand, it will not count as a kill. So if you're running a pass, pacifist through it, you don't need to worry about that. And there's some light gear to look like a Bavarian brewer. And I actually did a video and a brief blog post is up on the website in case you had any other questions.
Okay, awesome. Well, that sounds good. All right, now Harvest Festival is here as well. What's the any updated info? What's going on with that?
So it should be running right now. I have not actually even looked at this. It's almost over. It ran from September 21, going to be over on September 28th. You're okay to eat the food. There isn't any buff that comes with it. You should get the food, because the food actually gives you 50% of your health over 25 seconds, or your mana is 60% mana over 30 seconds. It's pretty good stuff. And if you do the quests, it will award you with a bounty of the harvest item in your mail, and it conjures food. So you can use it on your iron anytime you want, as long as you've earned it on your iron.
Yeah. Okay. Well, it's hard to get into the area for the horde. I thought about doing it on my iron, and I was like, I've got to go through that demon area in Ashen Vale. Yeah, no. So it's like, no, I won't worry about that.
Okay.
All right. Guess what is coming, though? And this would have to be one of my all-time favorite holidays. And I love all holidays, but this is my favorite one. So it is Hallow's End. All right, Stone, information, yeah. What have we got?
Okay, Hallow's End starts October 18th and ends on November the 1st. And I want to give a thank you to Perculia. I hope I'm saying it right, from Howhead. She was able to nudge me to find me the newer info, because I was going based on the 2014 and I wasn't sure what exactly was going to be new. Candy buckets, yes, easy XP. You can go to the Howhead site and get a list of all the spots where you're able to get
the add-on.
Yep. Oh, there's an add-on for it. What add-on is that? Candy notes. Okay.
What about the green puke? Is there any XP for that?
No, just an achievement, I think.
So, yeah. You can do bobbing for apples. It's okay, and it will give you food that will restore 75% of your health over 25 seconds. So it's actually even better than the harvest stuff.
the candy buffs. They used to provide a buff. Now they don't. However, there was a comment about there being a spell power buff if you go look at your character stats. I'm not 100% sure on that. So, to be honest, don't even bother. Don't try.
Yep.
The other candy is Tricky Treat. It kind of gives you a speed buff. Not allowed. It's, you know, you're eating something to give yourself an advantage. Don't do it. Weighted jack-o'-lantern costumes and masks were all good. Doesn't give you stats or advantages or anything like that. If you want to run, around with like a goblin face on you, sure. Okay. Headless horsemen, no. If you're participating in the event at the town where you have to throw out the fires or put out the fires, yes, that's okay. But when you're going to queue up, again, it's a dungeon and you're not allowed to do dungeons. Take a breath. Stone, take a breath. Okay.
New pets. New toys. Can I just say that?
Chill, dude.
Hello.
It is okay to buy the new pets and toys because you can earn them with your treats. You just can't battle with them. That's all. You can battle with them on another tune. That's fine. Pacifists, beware. Smash the pumpkin and stink bombs away are old quests. I did not test them to find out if they would count as a kill. I don't know. So if you're going to do it, be careful. There are new dailies called Culling the Crew, Foul Fertilizer, Mutiny on the Bone Ship, Smashing Squashlings. They all result in stuff being smashed or killed, so I'm not sure if it's going to act the same way as that Wackanole does in fair, so I don't know if it counts as a kill or not. They do reward spooky supplies, which you can decorate your garrison Yay! With. So that's pretty cool. I would assume if you can do the quests, go for it. I don't think it gives you any extra buff or anything. And I have a little note here. When in doubt, test it on another character first before you bring your iron in or your other challenge tune. Every 4 hours, there's a buff applied that gives you a XP buff, and it's from the Wickerman Festival. Don't do it. If you do get it, just right click it off. I don't actually. It's not an XP buff. It's just a it's a mastery buff if you're level 80 or higher, and it's a stamina buff if you're under level 8. If you happen to be there and it goes off, click it off. You're not allowed to use it. And in front of the Wickerman bonfire, there is a pile of ashes. If you click it, you will get a XP buff. Not allowed. Because, again, no XP buffs. So, you shouldn't accidentally be able to click that unless you're clicking around to play chicken with something. I am not sure. But if you accidentally get this, right-click it off, please. And other than that, I'm asking Lita to put the link to the guide in the show notes. So you'll see that there
and
as well.
And I'm assuming that we will do some testing once it goes live.
Yeah.
That you will do some chesting. I was going to say you'll do some chesting.
Oh, whoa. Baby.
Yeah, there's a show title right there.
Chesting.
But I will put the show notes up, and I'm guessing that we will tweet some stuff out when it goes live once you've tested it as well, Stone.
Absolutely.
So cool. Yep. Okay, guys, very quick. Because we are running along. Thoughts on doing Hallow's End? I'm thinking for me, I most definitely will run my normal tunes through. As to challenge tunes at this stage, most probably take my iron, but I'll have to see how that plays. What about Rogue Slayer? What's your thoughts?
Yeah, I'll be taking mine through, but I won't be pushing the boundaries of inns that they don't know yet. You know, like I do with my other tunes, I'll push them in Corpse Run to get to the places. But the Irons, they'll go to places that they already know how to go to.
Mm-hmm. Okay, excellent. Ash, what about for you?
Oh, I'll be running that. You know, when they do the Harvest Bounty, you've got all those foods, and you've got a lot of different things that are tempting. Sorry, you get Band-Aids, and you get, like, dried fish.
Band-Aids and fish, nice.
But, you know, you get to jam. You get a few quests that give you a little XP, and since we're at the tail end of this, and I told Stone I was still gonna give him a +1 for keeping a website alive.
Dude, we're not even close to being done.
I was going to say, we're not even close. Whoa. We still got heaps to do. Awesome. Okay. All right. Let's keep going, because otherwise we're going to be a five-hour show, and that's not cool. No. All right. So, site news. Let's talk about that. We've got a new Iron Man.
Yes. So, Deidre Van M is a monk, hit level 100 on August 31st at 6:39 p.m. Eastern. Is only our eighth Iron Man so far. Awesome job. And our first monk this expansion. Fantastic, nice. Fantastic. Great job.
Fantastic.
And from what I can see in my other little report, there is I'm not sure, is bringing up more tunes, so...
Nice.
I would expect to be talking about them again soon. The Bloodthirsty quest cap was changed to 300 max and 135 for Death Knights as of August 31st. So again, a lot of your characters that may have been red should now be green, but you have a set limit, and once you're over, you're red.
Okay.
Death Knights I've moved out of the main list and put it into a separate list, and honestly there's not enough Bloodthirsty Death Knights to make a separate list. We have one. So I kind of feel weird making a separate list just for one person. And actually, yep. I think that one Death Knight actually died, so and in FAQ, I know we need one. I know it's on my list of things to do, and I keep answering things on Twitter that I know I've answered before, or the answer is out there and I don't mind to answer it. It's just, it just keeps reinforcing it to me, saying I need to make one. Until then, search the forums. You don't need to have an account to read, only to post. So they are open for read only for everybody. If you want to post something, then you'll have to make an account. Pet battles. Let's just say I'm going to be adding some extra code in to be looking for account-wide pet battle activity. But for the time being, it's manual. And if you are leveling using that, we should be able to find out. And if you hit max... I will tell you that we definitely, it's not just me, everybody looks at you, like to say, does anything look weird? So, just don't do pet battles. Like, don't make me say, oh, we found you during pet battles, I have to do a little flag on you. Just level up the normal way.
Okay. All right, that's fair enough. Now, let's move on to the Challenger update. So what did you want to let us know about?
Okay, so I know we're over time, but I think this is important to give people due credit. So level ups for Iron Man over 60. Pi is level 60. Tin Boy is 62. 63 is level 63. Druidster is level 65. Deedreven SS is 68. Ash Hunter is 70. Hello, Ash. Iron Zonk is level 71. And Iron Bats is level 85. And again, Deedreven M is level 100. For Bloodthirsties, we do level 20 and higher. We got actually a little bit more Bloodthirsties this time around. I might change the cap, the minimum, but we'll leave it at here for now. Gore Crazed hit level 20. Blood Lita hit level 22. Yay! I wonder who that is. I don't know. I think it might be Scrub.
Gore Crazed is mine, too.
Oh, is it? Yay! Oh, yeah. Nice.
That's right.
Grind is level 22. Primal is level 23, and it's not spelled primal, it is primal. Ferule is level 25. Ash Mortal is 26. Is that yours?
No, Ash? That's a Shale.
Or is that a Shale? Okay. Sariax is level 26. Iron Clobber is level 30. Rogue Slayer.
That's me.
Yep.
That's Rogue Slayer.
Fair Roost is level 31. Iron Chamois, level 31. Motthayaku, wow, is level 39. Bent Grinder is level 42. Deedreven BLD, so I'm assuming blood, is level 48. Iron Dude Man is 54. And Iron Grinder K is level 54. And Pacifists. Petuli is level 21. Fredeligus something, level 24. No Harm, great name, is level 33. Trildine is level 37. Ferelian is level 40. Mira is level 45. And I very briefly want to say, Mira is actually making a post of her time trying to level up from 1 to 4.
That's pretty much done.
Don't say. I don't want to say. Don't, what? No. No, she's not dead. She's not dead as of this show, so no. So you can go look at her posts there on the forums. You can find them in the Stories and Adventures forum. And to round off the pacifist, you have Serenella at level 49. Okay, deaths. Iron Man, deaths. Azilin, level 61. Xayah Monk, level 66. Deedreven HH, level 76. Azilin, another one, level 77. Iron Beard, it's not actually spelled beard, it's spelled A-E, is level 83 and dead. Ghoster is level 87 and dead. I can't even imagine. And Remburu and Ricochet are both level 90 and dead.
Wow.
Bloodthirsties, Locutus is level 25 and dead. Bloody Mata, is that your Mata?
Yeah.
Level 34 and dead.
Yeah.
And Pacifist, Katsira, level 21. And Pavara, level 67.
I think if I had a Pacifist to 67, I would be dead. Like, yeah. Me personally.
Yeah, that's... Wow. And
that's all that I have for...
Wow. That just makes my heart just go... It's very sad. Yeah. But congratulations to everyone on their leveling up, and it's fantastic that we've got another level 100 Iron Man. So, yay. Yep. Okay, now let's go on to emails and social. So this is where you can ask us anything, questions about the challenges, sharing your tips and tricks, or warn everyone about potential disastrous areas and quests. So you can always send emails and audios into us. So the first one, I think I'll take that one. I don't think, Ash, you don't have the notes.
Oh, no, he doesn't. Okay.
Okay, all right. I'll take number one. So this is from Azzy on Twitter, the Azalone. Tip for Iron Hunters, 75, the Brunhilde bow. White bow with additional frost damage from Storm Peaks, the Blue Ladies.
Good to know.
Okay, yeah, good tip. Never thought about that one. Excellent. Okay. Stone.
So number two. This one, number two, is from Renez at neti.fi, I guess. And I guess he's our friend from Finland, sent us an email. He actually sent us a video. We're not going to play it on air, but we will put a link to it in the notes. Basically, he sends us an email saying, old stuff, but you can outlevel Westfall and Red Ridge with some sweet loot for Auction House and no need to move around for XP. So basically, what it is that it's a video where you're a level 13 character and you're going to go kill the Dockmaster, who's level 10. And as soon as you go to fight him, he spawns three bodyguards that are also level 10, and you can kill them pretty quick. The video showed that he was on a monk, and the monk is a little, to be honest, going through PvP stuff. The monk is a little bit OP at that level, so even at level 13.
Puberty, but
so even at level 13, I don't know if I'd try it until I was like level 12, unless you're a monk and then go nuts. But basically what you do, you go and kill them, run out of the little house, and they will spawn within a minute max, and you go back in over and over again, and you can get some pretty good XP.
Okay. Is there diminished returns though?
No.
On killing?
No. Like if you gain a level, it's just going to be, you know, you'll get slightly less XP, right? So,
Okay.
But you will post the link in the notes, right?
Yeah. Okay. I'll have the link definitely in the show notes. Absolutely. Okay, that's an interesting one. I'd never thought about that, and I didn't honestly know about the Dockmaster. For doing that, but yeah, we'll have to see. Okay, so let's go on to now. Azilin sent us an email and says it would be good to hear Ash on to get a perspective on a high level Iron Man. It is a whole new game that new Irons don't know and most likely don't want to. Lol. Yeah. With the guild on Wymrest Accord, we have been getting a lot of newbie Irons joining, hearing about the challenge from various areas, and we support them with our experience and try to steer them to the podcast if possible. Thank you. It's lovely. I lost my iron at 86 to taking a call to say I got a job, but given the stress I've been under, getting a job is more important. I keep telling myself that as I do Hellfire again. Lol. 86. Ouch. Yeah. Lost Denny. That hurts. Lost the next at 62. Wow. Now back at 61. I know I will never get to 100. I don't play it safe. I do quests at level. Don't even mention the Zanga Caves. I think we've discussed Zanga Caves tonight.
Yep.
In my many years of doing the Iron Challenge, I've worked out it is the people and the journey and helping new Irons with my experience that drives me not getting to 100, although that would be nice. An Iron is like a box of chocolates. Till you tab target a flagged horde, then you're just a brown stain. Peace out, Azzy.
Nice.
Wow. Thank you, Azzy. Excellent. Alrighty. 86 and 62. Ouch. I may one day get that high. Wow. Okay, Rogue Slayer, can you read the next one for me,
please? Yes, we have an email from Taldan. Hello there, and greetings from Iron Taldan in Sweden. I heard you guys over at WoW Challenges wanted some more submitted content, so I just brainstormed what was on my mind, and here we go. Tips and tricks. One, if you're going to play a warrior, be it Iron Man Challenge or Bloodthirsty, I'd argue that Tauren would be the way to go. The reason for this is because as a warrior, you don't have any hard CC until level 52. This can be very dangerous as you don't have any stuns to control the situation if you get ganked or just low on health. This is where the Tauren comes in handy. Since they have their racial war stomp, which is a 5-man, 2-second stun, it can grant you 1/3 of the total heal your bandage would give you, or a clever use of the weapon auto-attack cooldown you usually would have, giving you less downtime between abilities and damage. Wow, that's well thought out. Two, I'd advise to play an undead because of your racial cannibalize, which is an excellent racial if you're low on health after a fight and don't have any food, as it heals you a total of 7% of your health every 2 seconds for 10 seconds, which means you get 35% health. This, however, only works on humanoids and undead. Furthermore, Touch of the Grave is a nice extra boost to survivability, seeing as it has a 20% chance to proc and heals you for the amount of damage that it deals. Yay, self-heals! Three, another tip to both Iron Man and Bloodthirsties is to go for the rares. I think we all agree on that. Yeah. Especially if they're green. If they're not green for you yet, you should definitely come back for them when they are, since they give you almost, and in a lot of cases, more experience than a level normal quests do. At level 20, I killed a green rare and got 1.2k experience. Yeah. Wicked. Wow. Yeah, they give you about 10 times the of a regular regular mob.
Yeah,
of the same level.
Rares
player death.
Are good.
They are awesome. Yes. Player death. So my very first playthrough, I got to level 13 on my Dwarven Warrior, and I wasn't very experienced in how to advance through the zones and keep the levels of the quests and mobs down to a manageable level. Anyways, I was in Lochmadon, and I had just gotten the quest to kill the sneaky kobold leader. So I went over to the kobold camp and noticed that there were a lot of mobs all over the place, but me being the stubborn dwarf that I am, I decided to take the camp on anyways. Big mistake. I took it nice and easy at first, getting into the camp with only killing one kobold at the time. However, when it got to one of the kobolds, I noticed that he ran away at low health. The others weren't able to do that because of me bursting them down when I had enough rage. So I decided to run after it before it could go up to another kobold and alert it that there was a dwarf in the midst. Another big mistake. So as I'm running, trying to get this kobold down, I noticed too late that I had already run into the kobold trap, and all of a sudden I get three big, you don't take candle! and get ganged by three of these little rat people, frothing from their mouthies as I had stolen a candle too much, apparently. I wish I could give you a happy ending with my dwarf coming up victorious, but the kobold's love for their candles were too strong for him to survive. Moral of the story, don't steal candles from kobolds. And I'd like to end this submission with a good motto to keep in mind. It's faster to walk around the mountain rather than leveling up from the start. Thanks for all the good work, and keep it up. I really enjoyed your last podcast and can't wait for the next episode. Toodle pip, Iron Taldan.
And he was actually in chat, too.
Okay. Alrighty. Well, this was a general question that was asked to me one night when we were just having a discussion on Iron Man. And it was basically, why is fishing not allowed on an Iron Man tune?
I think when that rule was made, like, you wouldn't ever get XP from actually doing the fish, right? Like actually trying to cast and all that stuff. But I think what it was that they didn't want you to do all of the profession dailies, like, over and over and over again as a easy way to level up.
Yeah. Because that'd be your only way to do it.
Oh, yeah.
Well, there's only one... you get the basic daily, don't you, in Orgrimmar and Stormwind as low.
Yeah,
level,
I mean, it would take you a while. But you know, I think they want, like, you need to be out there doing stuff, not sitting back and playing it safe, right?
Yeah.
So I think that's the main reason, because, you know, fishing by itself is no big deal. I mean, you don't get anything for it.
Actually, if you sit there and fish by yourself on the end of a dock, you're going to go to sleep.
I and then end up dead. Okay, that's probably a valid point. Thanks, Ash. Excellent. Okay, well, chat room has been...
obliterated.
That's been, yeah, pretty much. Like, but we have had some people... So thank you to the... for everyone that showed up in the chat room anyway. Okay, Stone, wrap up.
Oh, that's me. Okay,
that's you.
So our next show will be Saturday, October the 24th at 7 p.m. Eastern Time, or Sunday, October the 25th at 9 a.m. Lita Time. Next month, we're going to be covering Day of the Dead pre-BlizzCon. Apparently, I have yada, yada, yada. We ended up in, anyway, Seinfeld episode I just thought of. and I enjoyed the lobster bisque. Anyway, so... next time we will be having another Iron Veteran fair. She has a 5-time Iron Champion over two tunes. So she's done it 3 times on one tune, twice on another. She's also high up there like Ash.
Nice.
So, yeah.
Excellent. Okay.
I'm not that elevated.
Hey, you've got two more than me. So
yes, most definitely. And you know what? We have to thank both of you. So thank you, Ash and Rogue Slayer, for coming to join us today
with the
roundtable discussion and just getting to know Ash and how you play and doing your Iron Man. Thank you so much. So do you want to, first off, Ash, just let us know where people can find you or get in touch with you?
Well, I think, of course, there's the website there, and my personal email at moonranger@tds.com. If anybody has got a question, believe me, I've been playing this for years, so I'd be more than happy to answer any questions.
Excellent. Well, thank you so much. Alrighty, Rogue Slayer, can you please tell everyone where they can find you if they don't already know?
You can find me at RogueSlayer1 on Twitter. That's the number one. You can also find me RogueSlayer1.tumblr.com. And and also on the Control Out Wild podcast, which you can find the show notes and the links at controloutwild.blogspot.com.
Excellent. All right. And for everyone, if you want to contact the show and send in email or audio, most definitely, that is podcast@wowchallenges.com. We're on facebook.com/wowchallenges. You can check out the show on youtube.com/wowchallenges1. And remember to come and catch us live at connectcast.tv/stone.
Yeah, that's if. Anyways, I am not. I like things to work well. I don't like this stuff. I get it that computers, you know, there's always something, but I don't like that. So it's possible you might find a simulcasting somewhere else. Never know. We will let you know for sure. You can reach me on Twitter at WowChallenges. Over the next 2-3 days, I'm going to be on 2 podcasts. I will be on the Converted podcast this Monday, September the 28th at 9 p.m. Eastern. That's going to be live on Twitch. This will be Cuddle's first episode as a co-host for the Converted. He's taking over for Navox. Cuddles, I love you. Navox, I wish I could have been on the show when you were there, but, you know, I understand. You're still the man. I will also be on the Pwncast podcast in about an hour and 20 minutes. It's not live. And I will be there with Bell, Lycan, and Huge Bloke, I believe. Some Aussie guy. He's like 7 foot tall. Anyway, this dude's a super nice guy. Really, really nice guy. Like I said, the episode's not live, but you can find it on Mondays. They usually get it out Sunday night, Monday morning. And you can find it at PwnCastDailyQuest.com. And once in a while, you can find me on the podcast called The Richter Scale. They air live weekly on Saturday nights at 10:30 p.m. Eastern on Twitch. Sometimes it runs into my raid time, and if I'm not raiding, then I'm probably going to be on there. Because if I, you know, if I leave my raid team, we're kind of in trouble because I'm one of only two tanks. So
yeah, don't leave your raid team.
I'm kind of handcuffed there a little bit.
You'll be in trouble.
Yes.
Awesome. So. Okay. Well, if anyone wants to find me, they can find me on Twitter. I'm at Leta Wow. That's LETAWOW. You can find me on the podcast of Behind the Avatar, Control Alt Wow, Cops Run Radio, and Geektopia. Now, I have to say once again, a big thank you to Mark Conan for our intro. He did an awesome job. And if you want to find Mark Conan, he's at Mark Conan Wow on Twitter. And he also is a co-host of Torrent Think Tank. So if you need to contact him. But thank you, Mark Conan. We love the intro. Oh, yeah. You did awesome.
Very nice.
Every time I hear it, I smile.
Makes a smile.
So I think that's
awesome. That's the show.
So I timed it. We are at 2 hours and almost ten minutes.
Yeah.
Almost ten minutes.
You went a little over, dude.
Yeah.
Just a little.
It's a learning. There is a learning curve. Don't worry, we'll get there.
Yeah.
We will get there. I think that's it. So everybody, say your goodbyes.
Bye, everybody.
See you later.
Bye.
Take it easy.
The WoW Challengers podcast is a World of Warcraft gaming podcast produced by Stone and Leta. Copyright 2015. WoWChallengers.com. Portions of this podcast belong entirely to Blizzard Entertainment. The music used for the show belongs to Kevin MacLeod, and you can find more of his great stuff at incomnitech.com. No copyright infringement is intended.